Blog Talk Radio.
Again, episode 32. I'm glad for everyone who's able to listen in tonight. Doing part two of a small series that I wanted to do in regards to self-respect and basically what happened to it. My contention is that there isn't enough self-respect in this world anymore, and that is one of the reasons why you have such issues on a day-to-day basis. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to hear people's opinions and, you know, why do you think self-respect is gone? Why do you think it's not important to most people anymore? And I say most because it's a majority. There's only a few that really do have their self-respect intact. And I'll get into that later, but that's the topic of the show tonight. Definitely please call in. Ooh, excuse me. Of course, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Been on the air for a couple of years now. Had a short hiatus, had to redo some stuff, so I'm back on, trying to get back into the swing of things. I'm getting there. Show is live, so you can call in at 646-200-4444. You can check me out on the Messenger if you go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide, where you can go into the chat room and hit me up from there. Of course, you can visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com, where you can click on the radio show from there, check out the YouTube page, my Twitter, everything is there on that website. Want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors for Simply Innovative Magazine, Davey De La Hose. He is a massage therapist in Miami, Florida. He specializes in Swedish, Oriental, deep tissue, and also reflexology. If you want to make an appointment, give them a call, 786-416-3107. Be sure to make sure that to tell him that you heard about it on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Back to the topic, self-respect. Why don't people have it? Do people have it? Doesn't even matter anymore. We can go into all kinds of different subject matters of what happened to it, when did it happen, where, you know, whether it be media, television, magazines, music, relationships, so on and so forth. There's just too many things. And one thing to a definite point I want to bring up is something that I saw on Facebook the other day where I want to say it was either Tom Joyner or Steve Harvey show where a fan, I guess, sent an email to the show about a particular matter or a problem that she had. And she wanted to know what she should do about it. The basics of it is that she came home one evening, it was, I guess, a family thing or whatever, and her son-in-law, you know, came back to the home, and this is how it read in the email. One thing led to another, and they had sex. And then sometime later, she found out she was pregnant by her son-in-law. So you tell me, if this person had any self-respect, how could one thing lead to another with her son-in-law? And I guess that's just one of those just tips of the iceberg to where do people care, you know? And I mentioned, you know, on the other show, my last show, you know, what it was like in the 40s, 50s, I won't say the 60s to an extent, but even, well, no, I will say that, still in the 60s, even the 70s. Things are just tremendously different from then till now. To where certain things that you hear, certain things that you see, certain things that you read about would just never have happened 25, 30, 40 years ago. Okay, and like I said, there has to be a point of when does it all stop or when is it too much? You know, like I said, I want to hear though from the audience and see what you think about it. So definitely call into the show 646-200-4444. That's just one example. And that might be an extreme example. I don't really think so because there's probably worse out there. We just haven't heard about it yet. But we can talk about, like I said, anything on television, music, relationships. I'll bring it up. I guess, you know, if people really have self-respect for themselves, would a man really cheat on whoever he's dating? Or if he's married, would he really cheat if he had self-respect for that relationship or self-respect for himself or self-respect for his mate? I don't think so. Same thing for the female. If she had self-respect for herself, would she go out and about and basically, you know, talking to other people, knowing she's in a relationship? I don't think so. Children, would children, you know, that are 13 years old pretend that they're 29 years old if they really have self-respect for themselves? I don't think so. You know, I if you on my Facebook pages, you sometimes note that I comment about some of the things I see in the workplace about how people walk out of the house dressed in certain ways. And I always bring up Dave Chappelle, you know, quote, you know, she might not be a whore, but she's wearing a whore's uniform, end quote. Okay? There's a reason for that. You know, that's not just pretend, that's really happening. You know, and there has to be something to that. So, again, I want to hear the audience. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a brief break. So I can see if I can pull up a couple of callers. I'm going to check and see who some of these people are and get them on the air. And also remind you, you can hit me up in the chat room. I do have the chat room up. There it is. It was giving me trouble a second ago. I had to reboot it. But the chat room is up, so you can send me messages there if you don't want to talk onto the show. But hopefully you're listening. Like I said, I want to keep doing these shows until I get consensus. Because again, maybe it is that nobody cares and they just want to go about the way things are. But, you know, if you're a parent, I believe that that can't be true. I believe you want better for your children. If you're not a parent, but you're thinking about it, I think that has to play into a part. You know, if you're single, you know, and you're working, you're going to school, how you present yourself is a telltale sign of how your, you know, to a certain extent, how your future is going to be. You know, when people don't have any self-respect at all, you know, for the few people who get away with it, there's a lot of others that don't believe it. And so, you know, that's just something that you really have to start thinking about, and I want to see what people think. So, going to take a break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 32, talking about self-respect. Again, call in 646-652. Oh, wow, I'm giving out the wrong number. 646-652-4479. Call in and we'll talk about it. Again, 646-652-4479. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. It's Chris. I am here in Worldwide Radio back again. And one of the reasons I wanted to make sure I got the radio show back up and running and did a few episodes was that I got back into the flow of things because I am rusty. And one example is how I put my show together tonight and put in the wrong phone number for people to call in. And there it is. I'm reading it off my show script for tonight. And just plain as day, and it's not until I look at my studio page, and, yeah, it's just bad. So, but that's my fault. Mistakes happen. But at the same time, the link is out there, which has the right number on there. So you know what the number is, 646-652-4479. Tonight we're talking about self-respect, and another item of point in regards to self-respect is television. Now, we all can control what we watch. We have, like, 3,000 channels to tune in on a nightly basis, whether or not we're, you know, watching, a movie like To Kill a Mockingbird, to Duck Dynasty, to, you know, whatever sports program we're watching. You know, there's a lot of choices, of course. Of course, right now, reality TV is the dominant medium, and there's a lot to choose from, but one thing I kind of look at as an example in regards to why self-respect can't be thought of that much is that show Basketball Wives, which I haven't seen one episode at this point and don't plan to. It's just the principle of it all. And, you know, it gets to a point where all your tabloid stuff, once it has to get onto television, you know, that's a whole nother level, whether it be, you know, I guess for me it's just a matter of the premise of the whole he said, she said, and you're doing this with my husband and your husband is doing this and not getting enough money or getting too much money and all this kind of stuff. I mean, at a certain point, how much is too much? I mean, at the end of the day, if you have your own family, why does their issues of any kind even matter to you in the first place? And then to basically put it on a pedestal to where everybody needs to watch it once a week, you know, that's a whole other level on this to itself. At a certain point, one thing or another could be deemed as interesting, but at a certain point where it's just inflammatory and you're slapping girls and pulling out weaves and cussing and fussing and things of that nature. And again, I go back to the children. I'm like, why are your children watching this? Why are you having your children watch it or letting your children watch it, or it's not that big a deal that they're watching it mentality, when it really kind of is? Because at a certain point, are they going to want that kind of lifestyle? You know, a lot of this is a lifestyle thing, and people strive towards certain of the, you know, certain plateaus of, okay, you can't be successful unless you look like this or you're doing this or doing that. You know, really? Is that what it's all about? Has it gotten that bad? You know, and I think that's another reason why I'm bringing up this question. Self-respect would prevent a lot of stuff from happening on a regular basis with people. And like I said, I bring up, you know, examples from years ago where, you know, you dress everywhere you go. You know, the women were dressed fine. You know, skirts, you know, blouses, jackets, hats, you know, gloves. Whole 9 yards, men, you know, suit, pot, hat, overcoat, you know, if it's cold, you know, sweaters or, you know, vests, you know, they were dressed, whether they were black or white, they were dressed, you know. And I think that at a certain point, it's just a matter of, you know, yeah, okay, everybody who's dressed don't mean that they're good, but it definitely gives you an essence that they are rather than the opposite. And you pretty much can say, well, goodness, they can't walk because they're pulling their pants up because they have no belt and their zipper is undone, so their pants can fall as far down to their ankles as possible. And this is what I see every day, you know, where I work, you know, and it gets to a point where that's just embarrassing. Why, you know, why are you doing that? You know, or does it matter? Again, what it always comes back to is, do people care? You know, music, of course, that would be a hot topic, but at the end of the day, how much foul language can you put up with? How much sexually suggestive lyrics can you put up with? You know, how much content about murder and death and killing and drug use can you really deal with? Because if you had self-respect, you wouldn't have to talk about it because you wouldn't have done it in the first place. And there's a lot of music artists that have never uttered a word of profanity or abuse of any kind and made millions of dollars as well, ever. You see what I'm saying? So it can be done. Do you want to do it? You know, but apparently there's a lot of people who don't care because, of course, they buy the same stuff. And guess what? As an artist, especially the ones who are lazy, they're going to do what the people could, you know, continually say, hey, this is what we want. It's supply and demand. And I realized that. But at a certain point, if the crowd did change the demand just a little bit, how much better would music be? I always see these people on Facebook complain about content, but they don't do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just another thing where, like I said, I would like to hear some, you know, callers to call in or hit me up in the chat room. Check the chat room. Make sure there's somebody in there right now. Nope. 646-652-4479 is the correct number to call in. IMTN Worldwide Radio. We have about 10 minutes left in the show tonight. Another point I will bring up, and like I said, I'll do another show on this if I don't, you know, get enough emails or calls. Last show, you know, did pretty well. Got a lot of emails and things of that nature, but I'm going to keep putting it out there because I want to see what kind of answer we can come up with. Relationships. Of course, I've always said that women always make the decision when it comes to a relationship. So at a certain point, it's a matter of, does she care about herself enough to make the right decision? If you know a guy is not going to respect you and don't care anything about you, why are you going to go into a relationship with the man? Why are you going to even get to the point of even potentially having a child with the person where you know what's going to happen because of prior people that they've dealt with? If you have self-respect, you know what to do. If you don't, you just let stuff happen. And stuff just can't happen when kids are involved. That's your life. You know, your life drastically changes when you have a child. If you're not ready to have a child, what are you doing? That's what's that Kanye West song? 18 years. 18 years. I hate to be quoting rap artists, but doggone it. I always mess with people. You know, women have Beyonce and Tina Turner and all kind of great women in music that over the years have always had these things of, you know, empowerment and things of that nature. But at a certain point, I think it's on deaf ears because of what continues to happen. On the men's side, you know, I always talk about the dress, but goodness, it's a matter of how you speak to a woman, how you treat people, you know. And apparently, this is how they've been treating their mothers. We always say, you know, how they treat your mothers is how they're going to treat you. Well, apparently this is really bad because this is how they've been treating their mothers, and women unfortunately continue to let this junk happen because otherwise how do you explain what we see on TV every day? You know, whether it be on the news, tabloids, whatever it is, we continue to see men getting away with murder, you know, not literally, but sometimes literally, you know, in regards to how they deal with people. You know, and it's bad. I don't see how it's good. I wish somebody would explain to me how that's a good thing. Someone call in and tell me how it's a good thing for a man to hit on a woman and then it'd be accepted over and over and over and over and over and over again. Someone call me and tell me how I'm wrong. I wish someone would. 646-652-4479. I'm imploring someone to explain it to me because I want to know. That's the reason I'm doing these shows. I am going to do my next Simply Innovative space show soon, but I want this has been such a point of contention with just people I've been conversating with over the past couple of weeks, and then just certain things I've been seeing, and you know, I just wanted to get it out there and just to kind of see again, maybe nobody cares anymore, you know, maybe it's just so far gone that people have just kind of given up and they don't care. And they'll just live and just hope for the best. And I don't think that's the way to go. That's just me. I'm crazy. But me, I would rather not go through all that. Why have bad things happen when you know you can avoid them? Why do you have to learn the lesson hard on the basis of supposedly living? That doesn't make any sense to me, you know. So, again, you know, if there's someone out there listening, out there in Facebook, Twitter land, call in 646-652-4479. You can hit me up in the chat. I'm going to take another little break, and I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 32, talking about self-respect. Hey, it's Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 32, talking about self-respect. Back again, I had to take a little, quick little break there. Call in 646-652-4479. Of course, you can hit up the chat room off of blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Of course, visit my website from time to time to get an update on what's going on with my company. I am actually in the process of finally hunkering down and getting a new business license. I actually got the office phone working finally. I actually mixed the cords up. I don't know. I haven't had had to do that in a long time, so that was kind of funny having to call Comcast for that. I was kind of upset. And then I forgot to get enough batteries for the stupid phone as well. So it's a handset phone, so I wanted to go old school. So that's up. Later on, I'll be talking to my graphic designer, the cover of Simply Innovative Magazine. So hopefully you'll see the new cover up as well as the splash page on the website for the magazine. Simply Innovative Magazine is something I've been wanting to do for years and finally got into a position where I can get at least going. And now it's getting closer to coming out. Hopefully I'll have a lot of people who will want to read it. The premise is there are a lot of people out there in the world who deserve recognition on one level or another in different industries, and I'm going to be doing that on a different level. There'll be different things in regard. Well, the first issue is entertainment because that's what I do, but I plan on doing things in regards to science, technology, agriculture, the environment, health, all kinds of different things. So I'm excited about it. Claudia Romani is my cover model. She's a great role model for young women to take a look at as far as just building something from scratch. She's worldwide now, and she's doing a lot. Right now she's in Europe. She's in France, last I saw on the other day. She hit me up, and I see her pictures and everything. So she's in France right now, so I can't wait for her to come back. I'll be trying to plan the release party, I guess, for the magazine at a certain point. But I have some great people in this first issue, and I'll talk about them, like I said, next time I do a magazine show. So back to the topic, self-respect. Do people care? Does it matter? Do you go about on a day-to-day basis? You're driving to work, picking up your kids from school. Does it matter if they learn anything good or bad? Does it matter if you're at work and someone treats you in a particular way? Whether it be, you know, if it's a male and female, does the male respect you as a woman? Okay. If it's vice versa, is the woman looking at you with those bedroom eyes even though she knows you're married? She has self-respect, she wouldn't do that, right? If you're in school, are you cheating on your tests? You have self-respect, you work hard, you know. If you're an athlete, are you trying to cheat with, you know, stupid steroids? Look how many baseball players just got, you know, basically suspended, you know, because they didn't want to respect the game of baseball. You know, Hank Aaron didn't do steroids. You know, all those other players who did really, really, really good didn't use steroids. But now it's like you're supposed to, almost. You know, if you have self-respect, you wouldn't do that, right? Same thing for football, same thing for any sport. whatchamacallit? The bicyclist. Now all of a sudden I can't remember. Live Strong. Lance Armstrong, there we go. If he had any self-respect, he would never have cheated. You know, at a certain point, even he was winning all those Tour de France's and he was just dominating and stuff, and it's like, man, though, but could he really win six in a row? I mean, he's getting older. You know, that's the most grueling bicycle race in the world, and he won all of those in a row? That's just almost impossible. But, hey, maybe it was. Maybe he was. Guess what? He wasn't. And he was doping the whole time. And he lied about it all that time. You know, if he had self-respect, he wouldn't have ever did it. Now look at him. All those titles stripped, everything gone. He's basically nobody. You know, I keep coming back to that point is, does it matter? You know, and I think it matters to a few people, but I'm just wondering if it just did matter to more than a few, how much different would things be? You know, and I'm looking at, you know, it's 2013, 2000, 2023 is right around the corner. 2033 is right around the corner from there. And all these people out here who have kids, 20 years later, where do you want them to be at, you know, based off of what we see every day now? That's kind of a scary prospect, you know. I mean, on the technical side, I wouldn't want to have my kids in the school right now because of what I see. You know, it's the language that I hear, the actions that I see. These little 13, you know, 14-year-old girls, you know, basically wearing the whore's uniform, as I mentioned in a segment or two before. You know, how these mothers out there let their girls go out and, you know, cut off everything. I mean, it's funny to me, but it's not funny because it's, you know, and thankfully I haven't gotten to the point where I'm going to start taking pictures and posting those online for these girls. I'm not going to do that. But it's embarrassing to a certain point. And even for the guys, even for these young men that are out here, some of them apparently who do have self-respect, it's kind of like they can't believe it because it's like that's just wrong, you know. And so at a certain point, there has to be a realization of you want more, you know what I'm saying? So, again, I'm going to do a couple of these shows in the future. From time to time, because I do want to hear from people. The other night I did get to hear from one person or two. I'm going to keep doing it until I get a consensus. And like I said, maybe, hey, this whole world's going to go to pot. I don't know. In the meantime, I'm about to get off the air for now. I wanted to at least get that out there and continue to help people hear what I had to say. And I'm sure there's probably, actually, I know there's a lot of people listening because a lot of people, you know, getting off work and everything. I know what they're doing. But I definitely want to keep doing some shows so I can get some more callers on, so I will do that. Soon I will be changing the times of the show, so be excited about that. Just haven't gotten there quite yet. Still testing some stuff out. In the meantime, IMTN Worldwide Radio Episode 32 is done. Be sure to listen to the show. Go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTNWorldwide.com. Check out the website, www.IMTNWorldwide.com. All my information is there. The new office number is there. Check me out. If you need me, hit me up. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Peace.